people down this area refer to them as gophers, but they're not really gophers. So. They're a little tale about that, why they called them gophers. When they were made, see, God made this one, and the devil made the real goat, made the turtle, and the devil made this, and he wasn't exactly like the turtle, so he said that will go for one, and that's where we got the word gopher.
That's good. What about the part of the intestines of a hog that you can eat?
That's where there's the chitlin.
Okay.
Chitlins.
And would there be any insides of any other animals you'd eat?
Yes, tripe of the cow.
Okay.
The gizzard of the chicken.
That's a good one.
The roe of the fish. Those are some.
Okay. And what do you call the center part of an egg?
The yolk.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the upper part of a man's body up here?
The chest. Chest.
And have a small flat bottom craft that you'd use with oars to row around on a lake?
That could be a boat or it's boat, I think, is a common term used.
Right. Would there be any difference in the names for one that has a pointed front and one that has a square one?
Well, how about the canoe? Well, that was an Indian shot.
Okay, what do you call the covering for a pillow?
The case.
And if a woman's wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty
necklace
of beads.
String of beads.
Okay, good. That's what I was after. Something of beads.
Mm-hmm.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say that one man really what the other one.
Well, so many words you could use. Either he defeated the other or he beat the other. Oh, yeah.
Okay, could you make it really strong?
You could say club at the other.
Okay.
An expression used, no, mm-hmm. Clobbered.
And, let's see, how about some words that you'd use to mean a stingy person? Like, you might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really
a tight ward. Mm-hmm. That's one of the big, the mm-hmm. common terms used to describe him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, suppose somebody tends to wear funny-looking clothes. How would you refer to him? Say, he really looks...
Would he be tacky?
Sounds good. You ever heard the word slouch you use for that?
Yes. Well, slouchy would be the way he, his clothes would fit in him if they were
right. Like
loosely.
Like wrong clothes.
Yeah, they were loose and hanging off, then they would be slouchy, see. But
right.
He can be tacky without being slouchy. He can be
okay.
Very neat and tacky.
Very good.
Most of them are.
And would you use the same words for a woman as well as a man?
I think so. The word tag would fit a woman more so than a man.
Yeah,
you would more or less find them to be that way, more so than men.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And what would you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? Like you'd say, she's really...
dressed.
Okay.